welcome back to Writing World. Sorry it's been so long between episodes. I've been working on a new book and it's kept me pretty busy. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about genres. Now I know what you're thinking. Why is she talking about genres? Everyone knows what a genre is. But I've done some research and the best way to start writing a book is to decide what genre you're writing about. Now you can be like Stephen King, who writes more on the level of horror and suspense, or J.K. Rowling, who writes mostly fantasy. Or you can be like myself, who is exploring genres. So far, I've written a fantasy, a horror, a science fiction, and I'm in the process of writing my first romance. Sometimes the genre can choose you. For example, and I know I'm bringing up Weeble a lot, but it is one of my favorite books. I'm not a science fiction writer by any means. But one night, I had a dream about a dog that would turn into this massive creature. Honestly, I blamed it on something I had eaten for dinner the night before. However, this dream stuck with me for about a week, and then I slowly started to think that maybe there's a story here. And that is actually how J.K. Rowling came up with Harry Potter, through a dream. No matter how an idea seems at the time, write it down anyway, because you never know. But I recommend just experiment with genres. Figure out what genre fits you. And if you're someone who will write in multiple genres, then I say all the power to you. And seriously, guys, some of my favorite books and stories are the ones that have a little bit of everything. So I think I'm going to end the episode there. Thank you so much for listening. It makes my day knowing that people are listening to my podcast. And remember, guys, you can email me anytime at writingworldsmt@gmail.com. And feel free to check out my books on Amazon.com. Just search Mary Zornsberry. And as I said at the beginning of the episode, I'm working on a new book. It's called The Veil. The first draft is about halfway done, so keep your eye out for it. See you on my next episode, guys.